deck.
What?
I'm just saying, if by any remote chance we smelt smoke in the flight deck, we would of course be duty-bound to land at the nearest available airfield with immediate priority. In this case, by a happy coincidence, Fitton.
Yes, maybe, but I don't smell smoke in the flight deck.
How about now?
What are you suggesting, Douglas?
We tell the tower we smell smoke, which we do. We get to land straight away. They check the aircraft, don't find anything. One of life's little mysteries. But jolly good boys for taking no chances. Everybody's happy and there's jam for tea.
Right. That's really clever.
No, I'm sorry, but absolutely not.
I used to do it all the time at Air England.
Well, you're not at Air England now. Where you are now is in the co-pilot seat and on the way to Bristol. You'll like it. They have a lovely suspension bridge.
Well, shall I just SATCOM Carolyn before we make our final decision? It's rather an expensive diversion.
No, we have made our final decision. I have decided, and as Carolyn knows, whilst in flight, I am supreme commander of this vessel.
Golly. Captain Bligh flies again.
Douglas, I'm not impressed by your Air England mates. When you're on Captain Bligh's aircraft, you can do it his way. But when you're on mine, you do it mine. Is that understood?
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes it is.
Yes it is what?
Yes it is understood.
Yes it is understood what?
Yes it is understood, please.
I'm waiting.
Martin, you're not seriously asking me to call you sir.
Yes, I am. Why is that so hard to believe?
Well, to select just one reason from the 15 or 16 that present themselves, I'm old enough to be your father.
Not unless you started very young.
I did.
Right, well, I think your age and your previous role is giving you a rather skewed view of the chain of authority on this aircraft, and maybe a little observation of the formalities will help remind you which one of us is still the captain. So, is that understood?
Yes. Sir.
Thank you. Fitton approach, Golf Tango India. In view of your delay, request diversion Bristol.
Martin, you're a Burke.
I'm not a Burke, Carolyn. I'm an airline captain.
Wrong on both counts. You're a colossal Burke, and you're not an airline captain. I don't have an airline. I have one jet. You cannot put one jet in a line. If MJN is anything, it is an air dot.
Look, I'm sorry, Carolyn, but I can't just magic up extra fuel.
Yes, and I can't just magic up £7,000 to spend on you taking a scenic tour of the West Country. And where were you in all this, Douglas? Don't tell me you voluntarily went to Bristol.
I did suggest an alternative plan to Sir, Carolyn, but Sir quite properly reminded me that Sir is in command. And we should all obey Sir at all times.
Who reminded you?
Captain Creef, or as I am privileged to call him, Sir.
Martin, you are many things, but believe me, you are not Sir. If anyone is Sir, I am Sir. And as Sir, I am telling you, from now on, diversions are out.
I see. So if an engine catches fire on takeoff, shrug shoulders, keep upper lip stiff and press on for Portugal. Got it?
All right, Biggles, you divert if something goes very, very seriously wrong. And I am talking, oh dear, surely we had two wings when we started wrong. Otherwise, you press on like a brave little soldier and you stop treating my company as a bottomless money pit.
That is completely unfair.
Is that right? I tell you what, then. Why don't you explain to me why you had the cargo hold heated to 30 degrees all trip?
Did we?
Didn't you even know?
Well, the thermostat's in the hold, you see, and...
You are allowed to look in there when you do the walk round, you know. It's not secret. Do you know how much it costs to keep a large metal room toasty warm 30,000 feet up in the air? It is surprisingly pricey, so listen. Next Thursday, you're going to Abu Dhabi, and you're going cheap. You will fly the most no-frills, most cost-effective plane it is possible to fly. You will make EasyJet look like Air Force One. Understood?
Yes, Carolyn.
And who are the lucky passengers on Scrooge McDuck Air?
No passengers. Some oil exec has moved out there and we're bringing him everything he owns. Furniture, clothes, carpets, cat, the lot.
All right, what time's the pickup?
There's not going to be a pickup.
What?
Well, you remember that thing I said 15 seconds ago about no frills? Well, astonishingly, that's still in effect. There will be no...